Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and its Gulf allies have clarity on how to proceed on the initial steps and talks that could lead to a political transition in Syria.
We're quite confident that there is a way to invite the various interested stakeholders in a way that provides for cohesion and an ability to be able to move the process forward.
He commented from Riyadh Saturday following talks with Saudi officials and other members of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kerry said there was agreement that the International Syria Support Group would meet immediately after the first round of the UN-led Syria talks, which are planned for next week in Geneva. Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the U.S. are among the world powers that make up the support group that has been backing the UN-led process. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Iran for an official state visit expected to see the two countries expand diplomatic relations and economic ties. Iran's IRNA news agency said after arriving late Friday in Tehran, President Xi said Beijing was looking forward to a new season in China-Iran relations. China was a top consumer of Iranian oil even during the 3 years of international sanctions that targeted Iran's nuclear program. Now that the sanctions are lifted and Iran is ramping up oil production, that relationship could grow further. IRNA said that during the visit, Iran and China will sign 17 agreements to further cooperation in economic, industrial, and cultural and judicial fields. This is VOA News. Burundi's president is remaining firm on his rejection of an African Union-proposed peacekeeping force to help restore calm to his country. During a meeting with a UN Security Council delegation Friday, President Pierre Nkurunziza said the African Union must respect Burundi as a member state and we must be consulted on the matter. The African Union wants to send thousands of peacekeepers to Burundi following election-related violence that killed more than 400 people since April. A monster winter storm has blanketed much of the U.S. East Coast with a heavy layer of snow, shuttering residents in their homes, stranding motorists, and creating what forecasters say could be life-threatening blizzard conditions. Muriel Bowser is Washington's mayor.
The winds are expected to be 30 miles an hour, up to 50 miles an hour through Saturday evening. And we believe that we are going to see wind pick up throughout the day. In fact, our forecasters call this event having thunder snow at parts of the storm.
More than 30 centimeters of snow have already fallen on many parts of the region, including Washington, D.C. At least 9 people have already died nationwide as a result of the slow-moving storm, which has brought snowy and often treacherous conditions all the way from Georgia to New England. An American student detained in North Korea for alleged anti-state activities is being described by his fellow travel partners as a typical tourist. North Korea announced Friday it detained Otto Warmbier, a University of Virginia undergrad student, for the unspecified hostile acts and was conducting an investigation. The 21-year-old Warmbier had entered Pyongyang with the China-based Young Pioneers Tours Company, which regularly takes foreigners to the isolated country. Charlotte Guttridge, a tour leader with Young Pioneer Tours, told the Reuters news agency Saturday that Warmbier was detained at the airport as he was trying to board a flight back to China. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is calling for a continuous presence of U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State group. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Carter also said U.S. forces on the ground will rely on the expertise of local forces. The defense chief also issued a challenge to several countries to do more in defeating IS, adding that they're in the fight mainly on paper. Carter will be meeting with several defense ministers in 2 weeks. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.